one more day. Keep me wishing still one more day with you.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Melissa is currently a Category 5 storm and headed straight for Jamaica, where it could be the strongest hurricane on record for the island. Earl Cameron lives there and is warning that the effects could be catastrophic.
This is not a joke. It is very serious, guys. And it is going to be something different. The figures we think will be astronomical.
The storm expected to make landfall sometime today. President Trump at the ambassador's residence in Japan as his Asian trip continues. On Thursday, he will attend the summit in South Korea, at which he will discuss trade with China's Xi Jinping. This is day 28 of the federal government shutdown. Food assistance benefits for about 42 million Americans are set to expire at the beginning of the month, which is Saturday. In Los Angeles last night, it took 6 hours and 39 minutes, 18 innings in all, for the Dodgers to now lead the World Series 2-1 over the Toronto Blue Jays. No rest. Game 4 is tonight. This is ABC News. Amazon announcing today it's laying off 14,000 employees, roughly 10% of its corporate workforce, the layoffs affecting human resources, cloud computing, advertising, and other business units. The premier of Canada's largest province says he has no regrets about airing that ad featuring Ronald Reagan that angered President Trump so badly he broke off trade talks with Canada. Ottawa Premier Doug Ford.
Ronald Reagan was a free trader. He didn't believe in tariffs. Protectionism is the worst thing for any country, especially the U.S. and Canada.
Ford says the American-Canadian fortress is one of the strongest and safest in the world, and that attacking Canada will only hurt both countries in the long term. The Federal Reserve Board begins its latest two-day meeting today, and by tomorrow afternoon, it is expected to cut interest rate for the second time this year. Inflation, though, still running above the Fed's 2% target rate. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. A Hayward man has been charged with drunk driving, fifth offense, fleeing officers, and more after leading police on a chase reaching speeds of 120 miles per hour in Langlade and Oneida counties late September. According to a criminal complaint at just after 1 a.m. on September 26, Oneida County Dispatch received a call from Langlade County Sheriff's Office for a stolen vehicle headed north on U.S. Highway 45 near Oneida County. Langlade County said the vehicle was going 111 miles per hour and was involved in a chase. The vehicle was a black Chevy Tahoe and was reported stolen in Menominee, according to the complaint. When officers approached the town of Monaco near the intersection of U.S. Highway 8 and Lake Road, a deputy saw a vehicle matching the vehicle description, going 66 in a 45 zone, the complaint said. The complaint also said the deputy activated his lights and siren and began pursuit, with the Tahoe traveling 110 miles per hour. Speeds reached 120 miles per hour, with officers seeing the vehicle go left of the center line onto the shoulder and traveling in the wrong lane westbound on Highway 8. Officers deployed a successful spike strip on the vehicle, and the vehicle then went up and over the roundabout median at US 8 and Kemp Street and continued north on Highway 47. At the intersection of State 47 and Bayview Drive, the Tahoe finally stopped in the middle of the road and the driver's door flew open. The pursuing deputy got out of his squad and pointed his firearm at the man. The man had a strong odor of intoxicants but complied with deputies and was placed under arrest. The man was later identified as Robert Allen Jacobs, 58, of Hayward. Jacobs was arrested and charged with the fifth-plus offense for driving under the influence, attempting to flee an officer, two counts of felony bail jumping, carrying a concealed knife, in Oneida County, and in Langlade was charged with speeding 45 miles over the limit and lane deviation. Jacobs' next Oneida County court date for this case is October 31st. Friday, November 14th, at 3:30 p.m. until 6 p.m., it's Teen Trivia Night over at the Phillips Public Library. They will be creating teams of 3 to 4 people, and the trivia will be created by the Teen Advisory Committee. P Pizza will be served, and this is for ages 12 to 18. Once again, this is taking place Friday, November 14th, beginning at 3:30 p.m. and running until 6 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging Wisconsinites to continue to protect themselves against mosquito bites. Isabella Nieto has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging Wisconsinites to continue to protect themselves against mosquito bites. The advice comes after the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection reported a horse in Marathon County tested positive for Eastern Equine Encephalitis Virus, or EEE. This means there are mosquitoes still present in Wisconsin that can spread the virus and possibly other illnesses to people and animals. EEE is fatal in most horses showing signs of illness. The virus can be transmitted to people and animals through an infected mosquito bite. Horses can be vaccinated for EEE and West Nile virus, and officials recommend reducing exposure to mosquitoes by keeping horses in the barn from dusk to dawn when mosquitoes are most active. DHS urges people, especially those who spend time working or playing outdoors, to continue to take steps throughout the fall season to reduce their exposure to mosquitoes. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Napa Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Monaco Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Monaco Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MonacoCars.com.
Drawing attention to agriculture's dependence on labor. That's the goal of a new national coalition of U.S. farmers that's been launched. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. The Grow It Here campaign is designed to focus in on agriculture's dependence on foreign labor, and that includes a Wisconsin dairy farmer. Details are on the way.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation,
innovation,
that's BioVet.
John Rosenau is a Wisconsin dairy farmer that is a part of the Grow It Here movement. He has a dairy operation in the Wamedy Valley, western Wisconsin, outside of Fountain City, that depends heavily on agriculture labor from outside of our borders. And Rosenau says he wants to stress how unique dairy is versus seasonal crop production labor needs. He said the H-2A visa work now isn't working.
The dairy industry has been asking Congress and asking the federal government for years to modernize the immigration system because dairy is specifically excluded from having H-2A employees. And so we rely on immigrants. And right now in Wisconsin, about 90% of the milk that's harvested every day from the cows that are here in the dairy, Wisconsin, or in America's Dairyland, is harvested by immigrants. Without these immigrants, we would struggle. Well, we wouldn't exist, basically, and we wouldn't want to exist either.
Straightforward words from John Rosenau. He is a dairy producer in western Wisconsin, Cochran, Fountain City. He said he's got 18 employees on his Wisconsin dairy. 13 are from Mexico. This new movement, again, called the Grow It Here campaign.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
And good news from Indianapolis, where the 98th Annual National FFA Convention is getting underway. Wisconsin's National FFA Officer Candidate, Alyssa Schauer from East Troy, will be advancing to the next round of interviews. I'm Pam Yonke.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks are at home tonight against the New York Knicks. Both teams with records of 2-1. The Bucks coming off a loss on the road to Cleveland. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I think it says a lot. The Cavs had the best record last year. They're one of the best teams in the East. Nothing's guaranteed. Nothing is given. They have to prove themselves.
Baseball. Game 3 of the World Series lasted 18 innings. The most since the World Series in 2018 when Freddie Freeman hit a home run in the 18th to lead the Dodgers to a win over the Red Sox. Last night, it was Freeman again, this time against the Blue Jays on Fox Sports.
Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight. Freddie Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero on a Game 3 classic.
The Dodgers winning 6-5. Game 4 is tonight in L.A. The Dodgers up 2-1 with sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point with a high right around 55 here this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers are low, dropping to around 31. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32. 98 Q Country.
Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. And I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back. Baby, at frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. I go back to watch a summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back. We all have a song that somehow stamped our lives. It takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God of brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine. I go back. Watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall. I go back. 16 summers I shared with him.
Gonna party!
New country now.
Hey y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can. Ooh.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Yes, I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful.
This station's awesome.
98Q Country.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on bluffing, but I just can't win. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle, put my heart in a case. Yeah, it's getting harder to act my age. Sad song on a tiny violin for the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through, but the devil ain't walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely, trying to get away. Singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Love keeps knocking, but I just stay home. I ain't picking no flowers from the seeds that I've sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on down. Still looking for the right at the end of my wrongs. At the end of my wrongs.
sitting here sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. That the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes.
Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues.
All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little.
Really, man, come on. 6 o'clock news says somebody been shot, somebody's been abused, somebody blew up a building, somebody stole a car, somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. One thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
Feels like you're right there having a conversation with them in the morning.
98Q Country.
She makes you smile the way you made me smile on the other end of a phone in the middle of a highway driving alone. Oh baby, I hope you hear a song that makes you sing along and get you thinking about her. Then the last several miles turn into a blur, yeah.
I hope you both feel the sparks by the end of the drive. I hope you know she's the one. Comes along and ends every one of your plans. I hope you spend your last dollar.
Shows up in a 2 a.m. pick from a friend, hanging on to a guy. You just sent him, I hope you stay up all night, all alone, waiting by the phone. And then she calls, and baby, I hope you work it out. Forgive and just about forget, and take her on a first date again. And when you're laying in for a kiss, she makes you feel the same way about her that I feel about you right now. I hope you both feel the sparks by the end of the drive. I hope you know she's the one by the end of the night. I hope you never ever felt more free. Tell your friends that you're so happy. I hope she comes along and rips every one of your plans. I hope you spend your last time to put a rock on her hand. I hope she's wilder than your wildest dreams. She's ever
Gabby Barrett, 98Q Country. Good Tuesday. All right, the 20th. There are doubts. We always 28th of October. All right, we're getting close to Christmas time here. This is the first moment. I just shared it with you. This is the very first time I've realized that. Maybe I should start looking a little bit here and there. It certainly. I learned from last year. By the way, good morning to you, Joel. Here, I learned from last year that if you start your holiday shopping, and you don't have to go intensely, but if you just keep your ears and eyes open, and you can get some of it done before December 1st, it does severely reduce the stress of those last couple of weeks before Christmas, when you know you got to get something for that person, and you still don't know what it is. It does reduce the stress, I'll just say that. So just keep your ears and eyes open for stuff, and maybe ideas. It's a good idea. Tip from the morning guy. You're welcome. That's a freebie. The next one, it's going to cost you 33. That is our temperature right now, 33 degrees. And we're going to get to about 52 today. Should be another good day. Those winds, rather light and variable. And we should see probably more clouds than sun, but no rain. Say partly to mostly cloudy today. Those winds will be east to southeast at about 5 to 10. I'll take 50. I'll take 50 in early October. In late October, early November. And these pretty nice temperatures are going to continue at least, 40s, if not 50s, for the next week or so. We have, Tuesday morning. That means we're going to talk a little bit about your money. Matthew Krieger will join us a little bit later on here this morning. Tomorrow, we're going to feature cross country. We've got Shawamigan and Rib Lake Prentice tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour. And then Thursday morning at 9:45, we're going to feature the Phillips cross country runners. Did I say wrestlers? Phillips cross country. That would be interesting. Combine cross country and wrestling. How could we do that? We can't. So Phillips cross country runners. And they're headed off to state, Wisconsin Rapids, doing their thing this weekend down there on Saturday. We get you updated twice an hour on what's going on, news and sports, so let's do that right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Melissa is currently a Category 5 storm and headed straight for Jamaica, where it could be the strongest hurricane on record for the island. Earl Cameron lives there and is warning that the effects could be catastrophic.
It's not a joke. It is very serious, guys, and it is going to be something different. The figures we think will be astronomical.
The storm expected to make landfall sometime today. President Trump at the ambassador's residence in Japan as his Asian trip continues. On Thursday, he will attend the summit in South Korea, at which he will discuss trade with China's Xi Jinping. This is day 28 of the federal government shutdown. Food assistance benefits for about 42 million Americans are set to expire at the beginning of the month, which is Saturday. In Los Angeles last night, it took 6 hours and 39 minutes, 18 innings in all, for the Dodgers to now lead the World Series 2-1 over the Toronto Blue Jays. No rest. Game 4 is tonight. This is ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. A new study on behalf of Trace One has identified the U.S. counties and states with the highest agricultural losses due to natural disasters. The study noted that Price County farms, on average, lose $35,000 a year to natural hazards. The increased frequency of natural hazards has created a challenging environment for farmers. However, the effects of climate and weather-related disasters are not uniform, varying greatly depending on location. To pinpoint when these events are having the greatest impact on farmers and the nation's food supply, researchers conducted an in-depth analysis of the latest data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, finding that drought is the most common cause of economic loss in the agriculture industry. Federico Fontanella, the author of the report, stated, quote, "Nationally, the increasing frequency of natural hazards and severe weather events is driving larger annual losses for farmers. Across the country, drought and hurricanes are the primary contributors to these agricultural losses. Fortunately for Wisconsin, and Price County in particular, the risk of natural disaster-related agricultural losses is far below the national average. The expected annual loss rate, defined as the ratio of expected annual agricultural losses to total agricultural value, is just 0.2% in Wisconsin, and 0.1% in Price County, compared to a national average of 0.7%. The types of risks farmers face in Wisconsin also differ, with flooding, strong winds, and cold waves posing the greatest threats to agriculture in the region," end quote. Price County is expected to lose $35,325 in total, with $99 expected loss per farm annually, with the worst natural hazard for agriculture being strong wind. This Saturday, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., it's a Halloween party at the Wisconsin Concrete Park. From 4 to 8 p.m., the Rock Garden Tavern will be open and will feature Lola's Lunchbox in the parking lot. From 5 to 7 p.m., there's going to be trick-or-treat stations and art in the center. From 7 to 8 p.m., there's going to be a haunted trail walk, and costumes are absolutely encouraged, with all ages welcome. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, November 1st, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., over at the Wisconsin Concrete Park in Phillips. Gas prices rose 17.8 cents per gallon over the last week. Melissa Kay has more.
The average across Wisconsin is $2.79. This is still 3.5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and almost 8 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say a refinery fire caused the jump in prices in the Midwest. However, relief is likely in the weeks ahead as the situation stabilizes. Looking ahead, the national average could increase to slightly above the $3 per gallon mark due to the possibility of a U.S.-China trade deal. Gas Buddy officials say oil prices could lift on optimism the deal would increase trade and reduce tariffs. They say the national average should slip back below $3 per gallon ahead of Thanksgiving.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Minocqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Minocqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks are at home tonight against the New York Knicks. Both teams with records of 2-1. The Bucks coming off a loss on the road to Cleveland. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I think it says a lot. The Cavs had the best record last year. They're one of the best teams in the East. Nothing's guaranteed. Nothing is given. They have to prove themselves.
Baseball. Game 3 of the World Series lasted 18 innings. The most since the World Series in 2018 when Freddie Freeman hit a home run in the 18th to lead the Dodgers to a win over the Red Sox. Last night, it was Freeman again, this time against the Blue Jays on Fox Sports.
Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight. Freddie Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero and a Game 3 classic.
The Dodgers winning 6-5. Game 4 is tonight in L.A. The Dodgers up 2-1 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As a fan, you know all the important sports cliches. And when you save money by bundling your home and auto with Progressive, you can get out there and give it 110%, even though that's mathematically impossible. And remember, failure is not an option. Well, it's always an option, just not a good one. But you're not worried because you've got ice in your veins. You're on fire. How can both of those things be true at the same time? Well, that's between you and your doctor. So get out there and leave it all on the field. Leave what? Who cares? Just leave it and save with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Rain-X wipers are the number one wiper blades in America. That means all kinds of drivers choose Rain-X. Big drivers in small cars choose Rain-X. Small drivers in big cars choose Rain-X. Drivers with long hair and short commutes choose Rain-X. Drivers with short hair and long commutes choose Rain-X. Drivers with pets on board, babies on board, and bored babies on board choose Rain-X. Basically, drivers who love a clear view of the road all choose Rain-X wipers, the number one wiper blades in America.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point with a high right around 55 here this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers are low, dropping to around 31. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
98Q Country.
She turned up her nose as she walked by my Cadillac. From the corner of my eye, I saw you and you laughed. Sitting on the swing on your front porch, painting your nails like you were bored. And you yelled she was sure impressed with you. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. You was laughing at me, I was doing James Dean. You was the prettiest girl I'd ever seen. When you rolled your eyes and twirled my pink furred eyes. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Some girls do. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do.
I said some girls do. You know some girls do. Like boys like me. You know some girls do.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
They make me laugh every single morning.
98 Q Country.
Lay back and smell the sun, warm up the Georgia pie. It's so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything. Living like we'll never die. Come on and stay a while. If you don't believe me, why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need and nothing that I don't. Street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need and nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Oh, everything I need. And nothing that I don't.
98 Q Country.
Can I handle the seasons of my
slow and take it down. Yeah, and if you climb a mountain and you turn around, and if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, well, the landslide brought me down. And if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, well, maybe
Dixie Chicks, 98Q Country. Good Tuesday to you, 28th of October. Joel here. We're coming to you from the Aspirus Health Studios right here in beautiful Park Falls, Wisconsin. Better begins with human kindness, Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. I'll have to admit, I'm going to raise my hand right now and say that as a fan of the purple for many years, this is a sad, sad couple of days for the. And if you hang around your team long enough, Packers, Bears, Lions, you'll have a lot of these days. And as a fan of the purple, it's just like how did the Vikings go from having too many quarterbacks and not knowing which one to keep to not having one quarterback now? And the Vikings will parade out their young star hotshot draft pick quarterback JJ McCarthy this Sunday. So I'm just saying, I'm going to say this right now. I'm only going to say it once. Packer fans, Bear fans, I'm going to say it once. You better hope that he's not very good. Because if McCarthy is pretty good, the Vikings will be up there. They'll be up there with the Lions and the Packers if he's pretty good. I'm not saying it's going to happen this year, but if he's a decent quarterback, the Vikings have a pretty good defense, and they got some other things that are, they got very good skill position players, obviously. But if J.J. McCarthy and Justin Jefferson click like they reportedly did in the offseason when they worked together and all that stuff, that they have a connection, it won't be good news for Packer and Bear fans. The chances of that happening with the history of the Vikings at the quarterback position, not very good. Really, really not very good. It was announced yesterday that Carson Wentz, the guy who's been playing quarterback for the Vikings this year, is out for the season. He's having shoulder surgery. They're going to reattach. I had heard that they're actually going to reattach several different things to his body after the beating after the beating that he took. Goodness gracious sakes. He had like a separated rip shoulder, and he still wanted to go out there. You got to give him a little bit of kudos for toughness anyway, if nothing else. Maybe a little stupidity, but toughness too. Because Carson Wentz realized one thing last couple weeks, that if he left the game with an injury, he probably wasn't going to see the field again for his career. Probably was going to be it for a starting quarterback. So that's the NFL. The Packers continue to roll. They've got, if there is such a thing as an easy one in the NFL, careful with that though. But if there is such a thing, Carolina coming to your home field is about as good as you can get. You know, obviously, you still got to take care of business, and a lot of things can happen, as we found out with Cleveland earlier in the year. But you got Carolina coming in. You got Philadelphia coming in. This is a rare noon game. Packers don't have a whole lot of noon games in the early part of the schedule. They have a few more coming up. So, but a noon kickoff on Sunday, we'll have it for you right here. We got volleyball on Thursday. Prentice going to travel to Rib Lake. That's their two games, two wins away from state. One of those two teams will be one win away from state after Thursday. Prentice, Rib Lake, Jeff Haken will have the call right here. Some words of wisdom. Let's take a moment on this Tuesday edition to focus on the family.
There is only one reason respected author and marriage expert Dr. Gary Chapman vacuums his house. love. No, he doesn't love vacuuming. He loves his wife, Carolyn. Her love language is acts of service. So Dr. Chapman spends a lot of time doing things that he hates, but make her happy, like vacuuming the floor. Dr. Chapman says he shares that story with his audiences, not so they'll applaud him for being such a great guy, but so they'll learn an important lesson about love. It's a choice. This is to say, love isn't merely a feeling that sweeps over us in waves of emotion, at least not very often. No, love is a decision we make. It's about doing the right thing for the right reasons, regardless of how we feel, and even when it costs us. That's an important distinction because while none of us feels in love all the time, all of us can choose to behave in loving ways. We can choose to forgive instead of harboring resentment. We can choose to seek marriage counseling and work through conflict. We can choose to say no to what we want so we can say yes to what our spouse would like. Good feelings in marriage are worth pursuing, but good feelings aren't enough to sustain a relationship. They come and go, often at the mercy of our circumstances. True love is about action, and action is about choice. Ultimately, love is a decision. To help your marriage thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway, always community-minded, and this month doing some great things, right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard, we're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, newer pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467, the number again is 762-2467.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. She's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her driving, just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day!
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
98Q Country.
When I get where I'm going, on the far side of the sky, the first thing that I'm gonna do is spread my wings and fly. I'm gonna land beside a lion and run my fingers through his mane. where I might find out what it's like to ride a drop of rain. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will shed the sins and struggles I have carried all these years, and I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, don't cry for me down here. I'm gonna walk with my granddaddy, and he'll match me step for step. And I'll tell him how I've missed him every minute since he left. And then I'll hug his neck. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will shed the sins and struggles I have carried all these years, and I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Yeah, when this world we stumble through, all these questions I can't answer, and so much work to do. But when I get where I'm going, and I see my Maker's face, I'll stand forever in the light of His amazing grace.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Melissa is set to pummel Jamaica as a monster storm, the strongest to lash the island ever. ABC's Lionel Moise says it's expected to make landfall later today.
Melissa approaching as a Category 5 hurricane overnight, with winds up to 175 miles per hour. Three deaths already reported before the worst of the storm hits. Video from Air Force Hurricane Hunters shows inside the eye of Melissa, the eye wall nearly vertical. The flight forced to turn back after hitting severe turbulence. A Miami-based hurricane researcher calling it the most turbulent he's ever seen.
Amazon has announced today it is laying off 14,000 employees. The company says it is profitable, but it's looking toward the future. Online learning platform